Walt Disney World Memories Podcast, Memory 140, Journey into Imagination with Figment. Today's memory is made possible by the recurring supporters. These are listeners like you that are helping to ensure that we can continue to produce high-quality family entertainment as we've been doing since 2006. As a thank you for their generosity, these supporters receive gifts from me like ad-free and early access to episodes. If you would like to find out how to join the recurring supporters for as little as $1 a month, visit our website at www.memories.net/support. You can now become a supporter directly through Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and Patreon, as well as many other ways. I hope you can agree that the work we have put into the show is worth it and would consider a small support donation. Again, to find out how you can help, go to www.memories.net/support.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hello and welcome to Memory 140 of the WDW Memories Podcast. My name is Lou and I'll once again be your host as we take this journey into another Walt Disney World memory. Well, it seems like only yesterday we were just here catching a ride on Soarin'. Maybe because it kind of was. I don't know how these podcasters do it. You know, releasing a good product every single week is just so hard to me. I mean, don't get me wrong. I would love to be able to do that, but at the time commitment is enormous. Although, truth be told, I think I would really enjoy those escapes to Walt Disney World a lot. And maybe you would too. Let's get going though then, shall we? So for those who just joined us, we're spending a rainy day at Epcot. The crowds are light at 3 out of 10 on touringplans.com, and the rain has let up for now. We have just gotten off of Soarin' and walked out of the Land Pavilion, and are now on our way next door to the Imagination Pavilion. The plan right now is to catch a ride on Journey into Imagination with Figment, and then sprint to the back of the park to catch the last showing of the Voices of Liberty. As we enter the door to the attraction, the cast member at the front is having fun with all the guests as they come in, asking them to play a game and be different animals. I know, it's silly, but it's just another one of those things that you don't see with just any old amusement park. That freedom of cast members to have fun with the guests while doing their job. There is no line to speak of, and we'll be checking in at the other end of the queue as quickly as we can get walk there. My family takes up an entire car, so we'll split up front and back and be on our way. I'm going to start changing up the format just a little bit, starting today. We'll try to start the podcast as we're entering the queue or the attraction area, and then for those that like that ambient walk-around sounds, I'm going to leave it running at the end of the attraction. So for those that like it, just hang out, listen, as we'll leave the attraction and head on to our next destination, but stop just short of getting on. As this is the first time for the kids on Imagination, I was looking forward to seeing how they respond. The attraction used to be a huge family favorite for me or for our family when I was growing up, for what it really promoted. The new versions have somewhat destroyed all that it was, but it's still very entertaining to children nonetheless. With the exception of that blast at the end, the attraction is great for kids, perfectly geared for them, and they understand everything that's going on. It's not over their heads. Unfortunately, it really just isn't quite as good as it used to be. I know Journey into Imagination with Figment is a controversial attraction, but what are your thoughts of it? Do you remember how it used to be? Or even the previous changes without Figment? What are some of your favorite memories? please come share it with all of us. And while you're at it, leave me some feedback on the show simply by visiting the WDW Memories website at wdw-memories.net. There you'll find out how to contact me, leave feedback on the show, connect with me on social media, or maybe view some of my photos and videos. And don't forget, you can always reach me on the voicemail line at 336-WDW-MEM-0 and leave your memories and feedback that way. If you like the show and you want to help others find it, a review on iTunes will help move us up that search results list. Or maybe mention us on a tweet, on Facebook, on Google+, on Pinterest, or whatever your social media of choice is to help get the word out about the show. And finally, if you'd like to help support this podcast in some small way, you can click the donate button where you'll be redirected to PayPal. Here you can make a one-time donation or recurring donation of any amount you like. And don't forget to check out the affiliate links on the website for other great information that helps support the show. Some of those funds have already gone to the purchase of the new recorder, which has greatly improved the quality of my M-Park recordings. Now, today's memory is in binaural, so I'd suggest putting on those headphones to fully immerse yourself in the memory. Now sit back, relax, close your eyes, and come with me as we journey inside our minds with a little purple dragon.
Oh, look! Yeah. We're gonna try and catch the next one, Susie. She wants to go see the Voices of Liberty one more time. We're gonna catch them at 5, Susie. Smoking section. That's because we got to take the socks back out of his shoes. Sure, why not?
All right, you're going to be gorillas. When you see okay. The person up there, act like a gorilla. You guys want to play? Okay, you're a gorilla.
I'm going to go. She's just having fun with us. You be a gorilla? Ready? Stop, Mikey. Watch your fingers. I don't want you touching it, okay?
We're going to have to run.
Why? It's only 4:29. Six.
Six.
Stop, dude. He's ready.
Okay, I'll wait until he gets trained. Okay, that will.
That's good. Mommy and Susie and Mikey.
To ensure your safe tour of our sanctuary lands, please remain seated with your hands, arms, feet, and legs inside your tour trap. Keep a watchful eye on your children.
Hello.
And, yes. Please don't let your imaginations run wild.
Take this socks out. I'm sitting down. I didn't even see that. Gracias. Sit down, Susie.
With your imagination.
Now I've completely lost my train of thought.
No, you haven't. It's over here. All aboard. Woo-hoo! Next stop, imagination. For every sound, your ears are hearing. A thousand thoughts can start appearing. And each of us imagines different things. Your mind has wings.
Continuing now, if I may, in a calm, scientific, figment-free manner, the things we see with our eyes can control the eyes of the imagination. Let's begin by using the eye chart to test your vision. Now, all together, if you would please read line 3 and hit.
With M-I-G-M-G-M-T, you can see things differently. Sure, you can see with your eyes, but imagine what you could see if you used your imagination. Follow the bouncing figment. One spark of light can light your fancy. Your mind sees more than what your eyes see. Your sense of sight can make your fancy fly.
I say imagination must be captured.
The butterfly?
Imagination works best when it's set free.
What?
Just turn your imagination loose and anything can happen.
Figment? Figment? Oh, he's gone. Our research shows that smells often trigger the imagination, especially when pleasant, familiar smells
come into play.
Figment, this is not a good time.
It's always a good time to use your imagination, so let the good times roll. Woo! You win one sample.
Figment, don't!
Oh, yeah,
that's really sticky.
Of course, Doc, the nose is yours.
Tickle testing.
You know, I'm sorry, but after that big stink in the smell lab, I hesitate to send you into the touch and taste labs. Perhaps I should end my open house right here.
Great idea. We'll go to my open house instead. It's much more fun. Right this way, everybody.
Figment, what is going on? You're turning this entire open house upside down.
Upside down? Now you're talking. That's the best idea you've had all day. With just a spark of inspiration, I made my house an innovation. Trace, we'll follow you, but this is going to be hard navigating your way out.
about 20 minutes to get over there.
Yeah, which means we need to go.
Okay. Run through there, quick. Go, Mikey, quick. Run fast. That way. Susie and Mikey, we gotta get going.
Good job.
Let's go, Suze. Come here, Susie. Mikey, real quick. Susie and Mikey, quick. Come on, Suze.
Okay.
Suze, we're gonna keep moving, not this one, okay? Yep. Canada's right here, Mexico's right here. Just pick a direction.
Go Mexico.
Oh, the butterfly garden's open.
Can we walk back to it?
Yep.
Okay, you guys head towards that. I'll get the solar. Unless you want to get the solar chairs. Very close here. See the water bottle.
There. Head to the butterflies. I'm going to get the stroller. We're going to the butterflies over there.
sucks too because when we were
Pavilion.
Their bug and insect specialists are never off duty, ever. There's always somebody here.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Watching, figuring out whether or not there's a problem anywhere.
Oh, you mean in the parks?
In the parks, yes. But, yeah, yep. They've just got so much stuff going, you know.
There's a couple of chrysalis. Or, is that a butterfly up there above your head? Oh, Susie, look. There's an orange one out there. Don't touch, Mikey. No, I'm having it up, Mikey. Is there a butterfly back in there? Oh, okay. I'm looking straight down at him, yeah. So he disappears. What do you see, Suze?
Are we going to make it by five? Or?
We're giving up. We're not going to do it. We got the same ones.
Maybe this one.
Oh, we got a bird in here. Is there a big one?
So where else are we going?
Oh, there's one on it. Good job, Susie. We're just going to go back and start working the countries now. I'm sorry. Oh, cormorant or whatever just dove.
Yeah.
How's it looking?
I mean, they still think there's 50-30% and nothing, but I think we're done. The radar is way off. It's moving south.
Yay. Hopefully it won't push back up.
The rain is almost nil in my predictor.
Yeah. Do we want to go see about test track or not? Okay. That we're, because you haven't gotten a chance to ride it.
I understand. No, if it was between that and missing the mountains at country, like, do you want to ride with anyone? I'm sorry, you guys missed it again. I guess it would have happened no matter whether I lost it or not, because they kind of shut it down.
Well, I'm sure it's open now, but. What? Yeah, let's put it up. And I think we can probably put the... Put them in your pockets. All right, ready? Mexico? Can you push for a second? There's our picture. You want to get one with the family in front of Mickey? Mom wanted one of the whole family. There's a PhotoPass person standing right there. I know you want to get going to stuff, but I think this will be a nice opportunity. Mom, you want to get that family photo? How about in front of Mickey Mouse? There's a nice big pond out there. I think he'll go for a swim, right? I won't look. Can you do with ours too?
You do.
Sure, we'll do it with all three. Oh. That works.
Right.
Hey, Susie. Yes, he's taking his jacket off. Mikey, leave it there. No, Mikey, leave it there. Ghost pepper dusted tilapia. Ghost pepper dusted tilapia.
Yeah, yeah. But he never got up.
Dusted.
she wasn't gonna pry him out of it. Because he didn't have what it took to.
Oh, and look at the fountains.
Course, you know, he goes back to the
air.
For me, just testing it and prepping. That bear's not on the cartoons, is it?
I
don't think so, Suze. All right.
Have we lost
them?
Can you what in the who's? No. We're going to go see maybe if we can find Donald or something. I don't know if we'll see Daisy again on this trip, okay, Suze? Look! Oh, there they turned them off. Oh, the lights are on the boat. I don't. Ooh, look at these pictures. We're going to go in here, Dad.
Ladies and gentlemen, that was our show. Pray tell, what did you think of it?
Great!
Let's have a hand for our show.
Bye.
You can say bye right into that?
Bye.
Good job.